There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Joe Exotic has a new friend, and you won't believe who it is.
And Sean Penn says he's loving living the single life.
Also, we'll tell you how Jude Law transformed himself into a rotten, stankin' royal. But first,
let's get this started.
Y'all, kicking off today's show with some exciting dish. The Hollywood Walk of Fame class of 2025 has just been announced, and it looks like our girl Sherry Shepherd will finally be receiving her star. Y'all, check out the special moment Sherry found out the iconic news.
My best friend, who I love and love to see win, Sherry Shepherd.
Make some noise for my friend.
Sherry, I love you. Oh my God, Sherry Shepherd, your name is right here, friend.
I'm so happy for my friend.
I love you, Sherry.
Well, how sweet was this, y'all? And
very.
So well-deserved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, over 30 honorees will also be receiving their star, but here are some of our favorites. Prince.
Yes.
Jane Fonda. Fantasia. Ooh. Busta Rhymes. The Isley Brothers. Courtney B. Vance. Nia Long. Bill Nye. Fran Drescher. And David Beckham.
That's yes, right there.
On the same day?
Wow. Wow, congratulations to all the honorees. Isn't that great?
How does that happen?
That's
all
what?
One ceremony?
No,
or like,
so the way they do it, I used to cover these events. They do them all through the year.
Okay, so it's not all one ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay, period. I'm not trying to share my day with everybody else.
Hey, no.
That was like
give
a festival
me my
lineup.
Solo. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not trying to share my day with David Beckham.
Do people ever get their stars removed?
Yeah, I think somebody, did they take Bill Cosby's star?
They gonna take Diddy's off too.
They will walk all over it anyway.
They do walk all over it. Muhammad Ali's star isn't on the ground because of his religious beliefs. They put it on the side inside of what used to be the Kodak Theater. So he has
shalom.
A star, but it's not on the ground.
Period. Ashalakum shalom and be pious to him.
Ashalakum
shalom.
That's not what they say.
I know that much.
Oh, okay. Happy Juneteenth. All right, well, speaking of stars, Chatana, you certainly are one, honey, down at the Santa Rosa County Jail.
Yes.
Oh. I don't know what way to take that, baby. Hold on, let's
continue. To all my fans locked up, thank you.
not your fans getting their Akon on. So it looks like Joe Exotic, a.k.a. the Tiger King, has taken a liking to our very own Tanner, okay?
Yeah.
Joe commented on our story about him wanting Kim Kardashian to free him from jail, and maybe Joe liked Tanner's impression of him so much because now Joe is following Tanner on Instagram. But guys, that's not all. It seems Joe is also following Dish Nation and Gary with the T. Where's my follow at?
You're part of Dish Nation. They said Dish Nation, so he's following all y'all. So,
okay, Chad. Yeah.
But the fact that he's following you, like, could you be Bro Exotic? Like, you know what I'm saying? Could you see yourself, you know what I'm saying? In a situationship with Joe?
But I always did want to go to jail for at least one day.
You did?
No, well, 2 days, Brad. So, just the first day, I was just indoctrinated. The second day, I need to be,
Yeah, I was still in the mannequins with the clothes on them.
Listen. So, Tanner, were you shocked to see Joe Exotic's handle in your notification? Also, Are you jealous that Gary caught his eye as well?
Probably.
Like, listen, Gary did not do that damn award-winning impression that you did.
I know, Gary. I was 5 minutes away from getting my own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now I found out Joe's following Gary. Joe, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Joe's my fellow Okie. He's from around Wynnewood, Oklahoma. That's like near where my brother-in-law lived.
Did he send you a DM or anything?
Yeah, I got videos from him about, you know, helping him get him out of the jail, and I'll try.
Was he in his jail jumpsuit? Did he have a do-rag on?
No, there was like a video. No, that would be so cool. Joe, if you really want to do it.
You show us. Why you didn't show us?
No, I'll show you. I mean, it's not too much to it. It's just like a video his people put together. Hold on, let me find my Joe Exotic DM. Yeah.
That is like so cool.
Yeah,
oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Here, I'll pull it up. Yeah, this is so funny.
So here it
is. Look at that. Look at that, Brad. He sent me a video.
Wow.
He tagged me in the video.
Wait, turn the phone around.
Then he sent me this other stuff here. This
is, he sent you three.
This is a photo
DMs
of his. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding. No, he didn't do that.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay. In other iPhone cord colored people news, Sean Penn has been divorced 3 times, and he says he's thrilled every day to be single. Now, Sean, who's 63, said, I'm just free. And if I'm going to be in a relationship, I'm still going to be free. Or I'm not going to be in it. You know, I'm not going to be hurting. I don't sense I'll have my heart broken by romance ever again.
Ooh.
Now, he also said one of his wives had shows like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Love Island always on, and he felt like his brain was shrinking just being around that background noise.
Wow. Damn.
When you set your ways like that, you probably should be single, because he's had like all of the high shelf items.
Absolutely.
In Hollywood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's left for you to do, Sean Penn?
Right. Yeah,
what's left for him to do is go free Joe Exotic, and maybe they could be an item.
Bang a tiger?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how men think, though. Men, I mean, I don't know why men don't like Real Housewives of anything. I love those shows. So why?
Same way you don't sit around all day watching sports. Like, a lot of times, guys aren't necessarily the target demographic for a lot of those shows, and we don't relate.
I mean, but do y'all think that y'all, if you were single in your 60s like this, you'd be happy to be single in your 60s? I'm thinking that 60s, you're kind of like, damn, I don't have my life partner?
Yeah, that's when you get nervous, because you need somebody to find you, you know, just in case.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be old and alone, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if that's the way you're supposed to be, it's just going to be that way.
Well, I would hate to be old and alone right. and live by
Gary's
myself with a bunch of... Wait, what?
He already 60.
Gary's already how
60.
Old?
He already 60, so don't say nothing about being old and alone.
Gary, you 60?
Hell no, girl.
You see that Life Alert bracelet on?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Who's your emergency contact? Is one of us your emergency contact?
Yeah.
Am I your emergency?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I told you that.
All right.
All right, y'all know about Dog the Bounty Hunter. Well, y'all, now we have Cardi B, the Buffet Hunter. She went live on IG after finding a kick-ass buffet with crab legs, lobster, ribs, and a whole lot more. Check this out.
You know I'm like a buffet hunter. I'm a buffet hunter. I'm a fat bitch. For me, it's like, I think it's like $150. And look at all of that. Unlimited, bitch. Unlimited. Hold up. Unlimited.
It looked very limited because we didn't see anything.
That was kind of one small plate, somewhat limited.
What was unlimited?
The thing is, your stomach can only hold so much.
If I'm paying $150 for a buffet, I better be there eating the last of everything. Like, let me get that, you know, that albatross. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that dodo berg omelet. You know what I mean?
Let me get that wagyu.
Yeah.
All that.
Get them eagle wing tips.
Yeah.
Like, I want it all.
That's a bougie buffet.
That sure is. But in Disney, it was high like that.
But they have everything.
Yeah
but hell, still, that's a lot of money. That's a check.
This makes me think of that video we were talking about a couple weeks ago where people were making fun of her because she looked like she gained weight. And she was like, you know
that was cute. I love that
the waffles
video.
I believe she was eating.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, guys, we've all heard about method acting, but Jude Law just took it to the extreme. He played King Henry VIII, and he made himself stink for the role. He said that, I read that Henry, because of these agonizing ulcers he had on his legs, really smelled like he was actually rotting. So we came up with this disgusting odor that created a pungency and sickening scent around him.
Ugh.
If you're one of the co-stars, would this upset you?
Yes, like, and my stomach.
I would be wildly disappointed.
Yeah, hello, it's called acting.
I just said that's the role. Why would it upset
you? Don't have to stink, though, damn it.
They said method acting. That's what method actors do.
He just didn't want to wash up.
Oh, well, that's cute.
That's what it looked like. You know how Tana's cousins be acting sometimes.
Yeah. That is my cousins. Why is it always my cousins with this?
So y'all got all of their money y'all met today.
Wait. I want to be real clear that I do wash my legs. I just want to be
And Tana said he didn't use a washcloth.
No, just my legs? No, no. I wash my legs. I use a washcloth.
Okay, you seem really specific.
Yeah. I also wash my legs. I wash my legs.
When you use the washcloth,
people should wash their legs. Is that something new?
You let your
No, well, some white people don't wash their legs.
Really?
I know. Up next. Boosie just got some good news, man. His party was like none other, man. We got the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Now, Lil Boosie recently got off of house arrest, and he decided to celebrate his good news by having an ankle monitor cutting ceremony. Check him out.
And my P.O. say the charges terminated.
Yo, it'd have been so wild if you'd hit the side of that pool.
My Lord.
Yo, this is different. This is new. You know what I'm saying? Are we here for ankle monitor removal parties?
I feel like one thing about black people, we're gonna throw something on the grill for a joyous occasion.
Yep.
And you know, if it's cutting off an ankle monitor, we're gonna throw something on the grill. And
it's kind of giving me.
My thing though is I be seeing Boosie everywhere. Award shows, Vlad TV interviews. He be down in the grocery store. Like, so the ankle monitor, what was it for exactly?
Probably a certain mile radius, maybe, that he could, or he had to be back home by a certain time.
Yeah. But he lives in Atlanta. He be going out to LA.
Oh, he live in Atlanta?
Yeah, ain't he in Atlanta?
Yeah. Also, they can also have ankle monitors that just track your BAC. Because that's what they hit Lindsay Lohan with back in the day.
So what's that?
Your blood alcohol content, so no drinking. They got ankle monitors that'll track. I have no idea what he had.
He can't be a little boozy.
That,
where did yours go? So you could
Mine was on my ankle.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you have a party?
No.
Well, moving on, singer Lily Allen opened up on her podcast and let us into her bedroom activities with her husband David Harbour there and how she turns down his freaky sex requests. Check this out.
I wonder if I kink shame my husband because he often quite, you know, asks for things and I'm like, no, babe, it's not happening.
That is a kink shame. Come now.
I'm not like, you piece of how dare you ask me to do that? I'm just like, headache. Little headache. A little bit of a headache. Maybe not tonight.
Well, right. So what do you think he's asking for that she doesn't want to do?
I don't know, but this seems to be a pattern with Lily. She, like, doesn't like her kids. Don't want to give her husband
none. She's saying real boy.
You're going to be spinning the block in a minute, Ma.
So what do y'all think she's not wanting to do?
Maybe take her in the upside down or something?
Yeah, he's giving her some Stranger Things and she wasn't.
He probably wanted her to do the snake.
Maybe he wanted to choke her or something.
Yeah. Normally it's the women who request that. Like, I like a little choking.
Really? I ain't never requested that. I'm black. It's just given that she's boring.
Like, it is. She's just like no, I don't know.
Yeah. It's
well,
given
then come
boring.
Up with something he'd like to do.
Right.
If your partner asks you for something, even if it's not your thing, every now and then you gotta be like, fine, and you gotta do it.
Not fine like that.
Or no, okay.
That is fine. I wouldn't want to do it then.
How do you say it? What do you like?
I don't know, but if they want to do something and it's something you don't want to do, then be creative. Come back with a plan. Come up with something
Have
that they may want to do. Like, meet the person in the middle. It's about compromise. My goodness.
Because he's more popular than she is right now.
Yeah.
And my man got options. Yeah. And David Harbour, looking the way he looked in those photos, showed up to any level of Comic-Con, he could have sex with a woman who looks like Lily Allen at Comic-Con.
But she's a woman, honey, so.
All right, y'all, coming up, Ben Affleck might be afraid of J-Lo, but he has no fear of some bank robbers. We'll explain after the break. Why is he afraid of J-Lo?
Yeah, well.
Puerto Rican.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Come on back.
Hi.
All right. Yeah, we like that. That was a good one. Okay, well, Jeremy Renner dished on how he perfected his Boston accent
for the Ben Affleck directed 2010 film The Town. It was a great movie. For some backstory, the film is based in Boston about a bank robber played by Ben who leads a ruthless band of criminals, including his best friend played by Jeremy. Well, Jeremy explained on the podcast that he's never been to Boston.
Wow.
And instead of hiring a dialect coach, Ben introduced him to a bunch of real armed bank robbers who just got out of prison.
Damn,
so he could hang out with them and perfect his role and accent. Do you think, is this crazy or is this a good way to nail the roles? Talking to real bank robbers.
Ben Affleck did this?
Yeah, I guess.
He could have just introduced him to some people from Boston that had an accent.
Not like, actual.
But have you seen this movie, though?
The movie's great.
It's so good. Like, it felt real. You felt like you was robbing a bank with them.
Gary, if you were going to be in a movie and you had to play a ladies man, who would you recruit to help you perfect the role?
Oh, probably Headcrack.
Okay. Yeah.
I know it's rooted in sarcasm, but...
but you're like, I'm that guy.
I believe in myself.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, I'm that guy.
All right, y'all, it's time to...
Shop West Grove!
And first up, we got this travel air purifier. That's right. You can get cleaner, crisper air on the fly with this powerhouse right here.
It's like having your own personal air spa, complete with customizable RGB lighting to match your mood or outfit. Because why settle for dull when you can have dazzling, right, Gary?
That's right, baby.
From stuffy hotel rooms to questionable office air, this little gym works its magic, banishing odors and pollutants with ease.
Now, this air purifier comes in black and white and usually costs as high as $70.99. But we got it for you for just $25.95.
That's a steal.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay, y'all, up next, we've got the colorful sling bag with water pouch. It's a stylish and functional accessory for anyone on the move.
Crafted from durable polyester, these sling bags are built to withstand daily wear and tear, ensuring longevity and reliability.
They feature a secure zipper closure, and you can trust your essentials to stay safe and secure while you're on the go.
The sleek, solid pattern design adds a touch of sophistication to any outfit, making it a versatile accessory for both men and women. Oh, Gary, this would be good for your little walks around the mall.
And it even comes with a water bottle holder so I can stay hydrated.
Okay, Gary, tell us the color options.
Yes, so Brad, they come in dark purple, orange, black, green, red, and rose.
Okay, HK, tell us how much.
I ain't gonna believe this, but it usually goes for as high as $48.99. But we got you for $19.99.
Very nice.
Okay.
Okay, for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it, this code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
So what product is everybody gonna go with?
I like a bag.
I think we're going to go for both of them, y'all.
I'm going to go for both, yes. I love clean air.
We need some clean air and something to carry the water in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely putting this in the bathroom.
Yes. All right. So coming up, honey, who is being called the White Wendy Williams? That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, Tori Spelling is clapping back at the comments about her looks. So during an episode of the Misspelling podcast, Tori shared that people keep saying she looks like, how you doing, Wendy Williams, and the characters from White Chicks.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. She said, I actually think Wendy Williams is very pretty. She hasn't been very kind to me in the past, but she is a pretty woman, and I feel bad for her situation. But I feel like commenting on that, you'll never be able to unsee it. She also reacted to the White Chicks comparison and said, fair.
She also looks like an unlockable Kardashian.
Oh, like
wow. If he's playing a game, you do like enough, you,
like,
you get the
she looks like
too.
Future Khloe Kardashian.
It's this picture. She don't look like this in person. It's, the picture is very touched up.
She looks like Khloe Kardashian, but from Sheen.
Really?
Oh, Sheen, Khloe Kardashian.
She look like Wendy Williams, honey, looking at
No, she do not look like a black woman.
You know,
no, she doesn't. But I'm glad that she could be real with herself and say fair when they did the White Chicks comparison.
Yeah.
Because she is doing a lot of things to her face. These celebrities gotta learn to leave y'all faces alone.
Real they should make a White Chick sequel and just have...
Oh,
they could save so much money on prosthetics and makeup.
Yeah. And she was just in there?
She wasn't in the first one?
No, the Marlon
that
boys.
Was Sean.
Oh, that was...
The Williams.
Wait, hold up. Are you being serious? Are you being serious right now?
Wasn't she in the Gang of the Girls? It was
no.
Two... That's what I'm saying.
That was busy.
Okay.
Busy Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, that's all we have for now. Come back tomorrow now, you hear? For more Dish Nation.
Bye.
Bye, bye y'all. Lord help us.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.